Here's Bill Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So, Mr. Willie, you're against a potential war in Iraq.
Oh, absolutely, Phil. We are very against it, yes. And our import-export company has an official stand on that.
Why do you oppose it?
Well, my family has a long-standing relationship with the Iraqi people. We have exchanged ideas and products the last 7 years. They're a good people. They are an industrious people. And the Iraqi, any potential war with Iraq is going to not only hurt the Iraqi people, it'll hurt the American people. It certainly will hurt myself and hurt my business. Not my business, but really my friendship with the Iraqi people.
Well, how would a war with Iraq hurt you specifically?
Again, I repeat what I said. It would hurt me because of my relationship with my friends. It would hurt.
But you do business there, don't you? I mean, you are making money with an import-export.
No, this is friendship.
How much money do you make in your dealings with Iraq, with Iraqi business?
You know, Phil, I don't think that...
Just how much?
We make about $6.5 million annually, but that has really nothing to do with my concern about an attack. Our effort is humanitarian.
You say your effort is humanitarian to stop a war with Iraq, but you make $6.5 million a year.
And I think it's very cynical of you to point that out. You asked me a question, I gave you an answer, but my concern is humanitarian only. And the very deep friendships that I have with Iraqi business people and the Iraqi people. And
it has nothing to do with your business. I'm just asking.
It has absolutely nothing to do. And if you were here right now, Phil, and I could look you in the eye, I would tell you, even though I make about $6.5 million a year, that is true, from our dealings of antiquities and other products with Iraq, my opposition to the Iraq war has nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with friendship. And that's why our efforts humanitarian, and that's why we're asking school children all over America to send a letter of peace to President Bush to stop him from hurting the Iraqi people and in the process hurting the American people.
All right. I have a copy of the letter because my daughter got a copy of this letter at her school, and it says, "Dear Mr. President," this was promulgated by your company?
This is something that we created our company, and we have sent copies to schools throughout the West, and we're hoping to get it a national campaign going as soon as possible.
All right. It says, "Dear Mr. President, on behalf of Wheeler Import Export Limited, we ask you not to attack Iraq and murder children. Please, Mr. President, give peace a chance. Don't murder Iraqi babies and pregnant women. Sincerely." And then the child is supposed to sign his or her name there on behalf of Wheeler Import Export Limited. My question is, of course, why do you have the name of your company in this letter? And why are you talking about murdering people?
Phil, the reason why I have my name, I don't understand your question.
Why does it say, "Dear Mr. President, on behalf of Wheeler Import Export Limited," and then the child signs his or her name, and again it says, "on behalf of Wheeler Import Export"? Why is your name on that letter?
Why is Coca-Cola's name in the Olympics? Why is Canon's name in the Olympics?
To make money.
No, sir. It's to show the Olympic spirit and to show everybody that they are behind the Olympic spirit, and that's exactly why our name is in that letter. It is exactly...
So a war on Iraq wouldn't affect your business at all?
I don't know. It might, but I don't care. What I care about more than anything else is the people of Iraq being needlessly subjected to bombing, especially pregnant women and children. And the thing you have to remember about Iraq is they have a lot of crippled people who will not be able to get out of the way of some of that ordnance that's falling. And if a person does good, they should be recognized for that good. That is how I would answer your question.
All right, this doesn't sound to me like you're trying to give peace a chance. This sounds to me like you're trying to save your business, though. You see?
No, I've had friends and business associates in Iraq for 30 years. Do you know who set up the initial shot for the film The Exorcist, where they filmed that archaeological scene in Iraq? That was me. I made the calls. I made the connections. I got the two film commissions together. The thought of my good friends, both inside and outside Iraq's government, dying from an American bullet is so unfair of our country and barbaric. And this has nothing to do with business. This has to do with innocent people. And I'm going to get these kids to sign these letters. And once it hits the press that Bush is ignoring children, he's out. Okay.
Well, how are you going to get the kids to sign the letters?
How am I?
How are you going to get these kids to sign the letters?
Well, I think once you show the children that their parents could die in an Iraqi war, they'll sign. And
So you're going to scare the kids into signing these letters?
So, you know, I...
No, I'm trying to get the gist of your campaign here, Peace for Iraq. You got school kids sending letters to President Bush saying, please don't murder the Iraqis. And the way you're getting these kids to sign these letters is by saying that their parents could die in an Iraqi war. And this is a cover letter here that I'm looking at. Dear school child, please sign this letter, or when you come home tonight, mommy and daddy might not be there.
Kids need encouragement, Phil.
I think that that's manipulating the kids wrongly.
No, kids need encouragement. You have to understand that children are lazy. My wife is an educator, and she uses this all the time. It's called anxiety reinforcement. When you give the kid the worst-case scenario, if they don't do what they're told, they'll do what they're told.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 in the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to import exporter Dean Wheeler, who is running an anti-Iraqi war campaign with school kids, having them sign letters and sending them to President Bush. And he feels that if President Bush is in the press ignoring kids, then his campaign is out. And, you know...
Phil, I think it's very typical, by the way, if I could interrupt, the media being against the peace movement in this country. There are a lot of Americans who are in favor of peace, and we're going to get a lot of them on our side. And we can stop this Iraqi war. I'm talking to everybody out there. We can stop this war.
Yeah, but getting kids to sign a letter to President Bush saying, please don't murder pregnant women... And then saying your mommy and daddy might not come home.
Phil, this is a possibility in the Iraqi war that these children could lose parents. And I would tell you something.
That their mother and father could die?
Let me tell you a story. I had a very dear friend growing up. His name was Kyle Patterson. And he was angry at his parents because he was grounded. And it happens to a lot of teenagers.
Right.
So he went out to the garage one night. And he had been taking auto shop, and he cut the brake fluid line on his father's car. The next day, his father and mother had an appointment, and they never came back. The car sailed off an embankment and exploded in a ravine.
All right, so he killed his parents.
No, he didn't. He showed them the repercussions of what would happen if they fooled around with him. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to tell the kids. If we have a war with Iraq, it's possible your parents won't come home.
You had a friend kill his parents by cutting the brake fluid line, and you say that that's showing his parents...
That's showing his parents what could have what happened if... It's just, I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's...
He murdered his parents.
I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm saying repercussions. We need peace. We're going to get American school kids to sign letters and send them to President Bush, and if they don't do it willingly, we're going to have to tell them the truth, that their parents could die in an Iraqi-American war.
Well, the likelihood of Americans dying in that war is very slim.
Oh, you really think...
Well, it's slim in terms of civilian death. It's not slim, certainly, in terms of military death. It is slim in terms of civilian death.
Well, the kids don't know that. And
well, I think it's wrong to play with the kids' emotions like that.
Do you think it's better that we have a war with Iraq and I lose... Well, it has nothing to do with my business, but I lose friends, and yes, I would lose some business. And... The innocent children of America should not be lied to by President Bush. Mommy and Daddy could take an Iraqi bullet if they don't write these letters.
Well, that's bull crap, and you know it. Complete and utter bull crap. Our number is, but this is one of the reasons why I don't think the peace movement in this country is going to take off, because you guys have to go through these kinds of exercises to get anybody interested in a peace movement.
We'll get people interested in a peace movement. I got $6.5 million, which doesn't have anything to do with why I want peace, but I do have a business.
You keep saying it has nothing to do with peace, but you got this business.
I've got a business. I've got mouths to feed. But I also don't care about the business. I care about peace. I care more about peace than I do about the money that I'm losing. But I want to mention the money I'm losing because I care about that too. But mostly I do care about peace.
Do you care about kids?
When you say kids, what do you...
Do you care about children?
Yes, of course I do.
Do you care about their lives?
Of course. What does that got to do with what we're talking about?
Well, by telling a kid, sign this letter of peace for President Bush, or you won't see your mommy and daddy, that manipulates their minds.
Well, I'm not...
Yeah, you're not getting it. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number here. I'm talking to Dean Wheeler. He is the head of another prong in the burgeoning peace movement in America against a war with Iraq. he is sending out a letter to school kids for them to sign and send on to President Bush. I want to read this again. Dear Mr. President, on behalf of Wheeler Import Export Limited, we ask you not to attack Iraq and murder children. Please, Mr. President, give peace a chance. Don't murder Iraqi babies and pregnant women. Sincerely, and then the child would sign their name there on behalf of Wheeler Import Export. He believes that this is going to get Bush out of office, because if Bush is seen ignoring school children, why then he's out of office. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Do you think that there should be a peace movement? Do you think that the need for peace is so important that we lie to children? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, here's the part, and Dean Wheeler is with me. He is a part of, you call yourself a part of an ever-burgeoning peace movement in America against the war in Iraq.
Well, there's no doubt the peace movement is moving, Phil, very rapidly. And we can stop Bush from hurting our business. You know, it's not hurting our business, but killing people.
Is it your business or is it people?
You've asked me that question now about four times, and I think I've answered it.
I don't think you have, because every time I talk to you, you say we don't want President Bush to hurt our business, but then our people.
Look, my business is people. I love people.
Your business is importing and exporting antiquities, as you say, and other things from Iraq.
I deal with the Iraqi people. The war, let's get to the point here. The war with Iraq is going to murder pregnant women and crippled, all of the cripples that you have in Baghdad, they can't move out of the way of a bomb. And that may sound funny to you, Phil.
Nothing about it sounds funny, sir.
Well, I'll tell you this. A child on a crutch can't get out of the way of a nuclear a bomb. You'd have to. Can you imagine how fast that child would have to be on that crutch to get away from the radius of a... And all of these things, to me, smack of a homicide, of genocide, and the 6.5 million that I lose, I don't care. It hurts, and I have kids in private school, but I don't care. I only care about the child who's on that one single crutch trying to hobble out of the way of an American smart bomb whose destructive radius is several miles. There's no way. The child could have hobbled for a half hour and still would be incinerated.
Child this, child that... You know,
yes, that's right, Mr. Hendry. Children are our future. And President Bush is robbing me, he's robbing all of us, of our economic growth and of our peace by attacking Iraq.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler of Wheeler Import Export on why we need peace with Iraq. Kimberly, hello. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Kimberly, hello. Okay, she's gone. Let's go over to Holly. Holly, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. Yeah, I like to make a point that we're not going to nuke the Iraq. We're not going to nuke them, and I want to make that point
clear. Well, I don't
know
how you can make that statement. I don't know how you know that.
We're trying to prevent the nuke, so that's why we're going to war, is to prevent that from happening.
Prevent
so
my
I
friends
think
in
personally,
Iraq?
I think that your business is more important than any kid. And how you can say that we're going to nuke them is beyond the point, because we're not going to do that.
Where do you get the idea that my business is more important? Hold on, lady. You're not going
to
talk over me, young lady.
No,
where did you get the idea?
I talk over you because I think you're full of crap.
Well, where did you get the idea that my business is important?
Because you keep saying that they're going to have them sign a letter with your business's name. I think you want publicity, personally.
It's simply to say that Wheeler Import Export, that's been in business for 17 years...
You want publicity.
Supports,
that's why you're calling the show, and that's why you are making this point. It's nothing to do with peace. It has to do with money.
Right. I mean, this
and
is the, this
and
is,
you sound like a big car.
I have an extremely successful nightclub.
That's great. That's wonderful. I'm very happy for you. But don't come and say that you're trying to make peace with the kids when you really are just trying to get publicity on this show.
So you think? So you think
you can say that you're going to go for peace,
right,
and with kids, you're going to use children,
right,
people's,
yeah,
kids,
six
to sign
and a half,
paper?
If I've heard once, I've heard it a million times. 6.5 million, you're going to lose.
I said, Mr. Henry, that I don't care if I lose money. I'm only concerned with the cripples that are going to...
Yeah,
and I guess you think that's pretty good, Holly, a child trying to hobble away from...
Yeah, listen, pal, okay? I have family
funny?
That are crippled.
Do you think that's
and
funny?
I don't think you're that's good that you're making a point and you're using the crippled to defend your case.
Why not? Why shouldn't I use the crippled?
No,
they have them all
because we're not
going to
go after
Iraq.
The Iraqi citizens. Do you not watch the news, sir?
Ma'am, I
They're
watch the news.
They're not going after the citizens. They are not going after.
How can you drop
They're
a bomb?
They're going after their weapons.
Yeah, this is
They're
a
not going after the people.
This is propaganda to say, and I've heard this propaganda over and over and over again. America's going to drop bombs on civilians. America.
Well, okay.
They're
what
not.
If a bomb goes astray and hits the business, and I don't care about business, but if it hits the business, what if it destroys the home of friends of mine?
What if it, let's just say what it is you wanted to say. What if it hits a business that you're doing business with?
I did not say that.
Well, you
then
wanted to say that.
Business. That's the point.
That's what you want.
Holly, how are you going to drive those kids of yours to soccer practice when you get your legs blown off by an Iraqi Italian? You think that's a riot? Listen to her. She's laughing about having her legs
No,
removed.
I think it's funny that you're using your business as a peace thing when really the fact is that President Bush, like, I'm sure he's a very intelligent man, and he knows what he's going in there for, and people like you are not going to stop him from going in there or not. Whether you want to or not, it isn't the case.
Intelligent, that he's going to get his ass handed to him. I'm scared.
Okay.
And I think a lot of us should be scared.
Right.
A lot of people
afraid.
Are scared, sir, but the thing is you don't have
Six
the facts.
Are you scared because you're afraid of violence, or are you scared about losing your business?
Exactly.
I'm scared... about the bombs.
No.
Bull crap. You're afraid of losing your business. Holly, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I think we need to see the peace movement in America for what it is. These are people who are doing business in Iraq and are afraid of losing their money.
Mr. Henry, that is a bald-faced lie. It's a slander against the peace movement in America.
No, I think it, you know, contrary to the peace movement during the Vietnam time, when that was a lot of college kids and a lot of people that didn't really were just grassroots, this whole peace movement against Iraq are you guys with import-export businesses because you won't be able to import mummies or whatever the hell it is you bring over from Iraq.
That is a slander on everyone that is working to keep cripples from being blown to bits. And I
keep pulling that cripple card out too, man. Here is Alice on the Phil Henry Show. Alice, go ahead.
Yes, I just have a remark for this gentleman. He says that he cares about the children. The children are our future. However,
yes, they
I don't
are.
Believe that statement is really true, because for him to suggest putting this letter in front of small children in a school saying, well, if you don't sign this, your mommy and daddy might not come home. How traumatizing is that?
Don't you think that's true? That their mother and father could die in the war with... Iraqs?
Well, it's a possibility,
okay.
but it's going to be, I mean, like, for example, on September 11th, that was on the television. There's going to be enough publicity about it on the television. They don't need to bring it in the schools, too.
I think children need to know what war is all about, Alice. And
how do you explain it to a six-year-old, though?
You simply say to them, war is bad. It can blow your mommy and daddy into
I'm not saying that to my
chilling.
Six-year-old.
You the children, look, all you say to a child, and it's very simple, you sit them down and you say, I'm sure you've seen beef stew. I'm sure you've seen chili. Mommy and daddy might look like that.
Oh,
you know
my
what?
God.
You know what? That's just horrible.
Oh,
you don't care
my
about
God.
The kids because to put that
no.
picture in a child's mind is just a horrible
Alice,
thing to do.
Alice, we need peace. We need.
Why do we need peace,
and
there,
how
Dean?
Is that going to present peace in a household if you're saying your mother's going to look like beef stew? That's a peaceful
oh
household.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least it gives them truth. Or I took my daughter's SpongeBob SquarePants doll, and I set it on fire, and I said, see that?
Well, then
that's
you're demented.
No, I am not. I'm demented because I want peace. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
How
All right, Alice.
Peaceful,
hold on, Alice. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Should we have peace with Iraq, even if it means filling kids' heads with horrible pictures? The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
My daughter, Catherine, got one of these letters from your company, Mr. Wheeler.
Yeah.
And I read it before, and I'll read it again for anybody that missed it. Dean Wheeler's company has school children across the West signing their names to a letter, and the following letter is this. Dear Mr. President, on behalf of Wheeler Import Export Limited, we ask you not to attack Iraq and murder children. Please, Mr. President, give peace a chance. Don't murder Iraqi babies and pregnant women. Sincerely, then the child signs their name on behalf of Wheeler Import Export. And I am trying to...
And you find fault with that?
I find fault with the Wheeler Import Export, yeah.
So you still attribute to me some kind of a nefarious or a ulterior motive having to do with money, and I swear to God it has nothing to do with money.
You swear to God?
I swear. Mr. Henry, I am telling you right now, you could drop my genitals into boiling Wesson oil. And I don't mean to offend anybody, but you could do that, and I would swear to you it has nothing to do with money.
Well, thank you very much, sir, for that very graphic and very inappropriate example.
Well, forgive me, sir, but I
very graphic and very inappropriate.
Forgive me, but I'm trying to tell you it has nothing to do with money.
Well, I'm going to try and get my daughter, Catherine, on the line here to tell us a little bit about that. Maybe you can ring up the house, Craig, and pull it up on one of these lines. 1-800-449-8686. Go over here to Gwen. Hi, Gwen. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. I can't.
You just hung up on yourself, Gwen.
Okay, Gwen, you gone? Yeah, she's gone. Here is, I believe this is Mary. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, Mary.
Yes, along with the other graphic description that Dean Wheeler just made, whatever may happen, that won't affect his $6 million. And bottom line, his concern is the $6 million, his kids' private school.
No, it's not. No, it is not. It has nothing to do with money. I care about children getting their parents being destroyed.
If you care about children, you would never have young children even have a thought like this in their mind. This is not what they should be thinking about, peace, war, whatever.
They're
young children, and that's a very ignorant statement.
What ignorant statement? What did I say that was ignorant? I'm trying to get children to understand that the war is going to blow everybody up.
You know,
I mean, what
I don't want to see innocent Iraqi people blown up, destroyed, killed.
But
you know what? Involving children in something like this is only for your personal well-being.
What did I say?
You said that here's a can of chili. This is what mommy's going to look like.
That is disgusting. How dare you say that to a young child or even... I'm an adult and I find that totally disgusting and nauseating.
Mary, I guess you've never been to war. But I
Wait a minute. Have you been to war, Mr. Wheeler?
I have not been to war, but I have seen special effects, motion picture special effects. And I think that that...
Well, what has that got to do with anything?
Have you been to a VA home?
Do the guys look like chili in there? I don't know.
No, a guy that looks like chili is most probably dead.
But how dare you even bring this into any realm?
The children have to understand they're the instrument we can use to get Bush not to have the war in Iraq.
You're using them as the instrument for your business.
But, no, I swear it has nothing to... It has.
Listen, sir, I'm a businesswoman, and I want nothing more than to see the people that I work for do well, but not at the sake of our government, okay? And that's what you're doing, you're jeopardizing children's emotional well-being by what you're saying to them.
That is entirely wrong, because I say we can do something. Mommy and Daddy don't have to become like Stu if we call the president.
You're making the children responsible for peace on Earth. You're making them think, if I don't write this letter, Mommy and Daddy are going to be like cold stew. You're making the children, they'll feel guilty if something happens to their parents. They'll think it was their fault.
Well, it is their fault.
How dare you put that on a kid?
Well, it's not my fault. Do you think it's my fault that there's going to be war? No. It's the fault of a kid, because he didn't write the letter about a kid getting exploded and his parents turning into Hormel chili. Now, me? All right, I've got $6.5 million a year that I get out of Iraq. Okay, fine. I guess I'm not supposed to make a buck. Is that it? I'm not allowed to make
a dollar. Everybody's supposed to make a buck, and everybody's entitled to it, but you're only saying that if you
were... The only ones that can change the world and stop the war are the children by writing letters, and the only way I can get them to write letters is to say, you see this bowl of cold macaroni? Put your hand in it. That's about what brains feel like.
How dare you do that to a child?
How could... You know what?
You say you own a business? What kind of business do you own? Children have to take some responsibility for the wars that we've had.
Do not have to take any responsibility for the wars that are going on.
Getting sick and tired of kids being let off the hook for World War I. You know as well as I do they had a hand in starting it. You know
what did the kids do to start World War I?
Pissed off the Archduke. They did stuff. That's what I'm saying. You know, they started World War II, too, with all of their crying and their belly aching about how they don't have food and all this crap. And the next thing you know, we got to... You know something, lady?
All right, okay.
I'm hanging up because I'm finding this man totally disgusting.
You should not even be allowed to speak on the radio. Make love, not war. Although in your case...
In your case what?
I was going to make a joke.
Entirely inappropriate considering what we're talking about. Merritt, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I am an early childhood education major. I've worked with children for the last 14 years, and I think, Mr. Wheeler, that you're an absolute idiot, because everything that you're saying to these children, including your own, will mentally scar these children for life. And I hate to think of any school district hiring a woman who would send these letters home to children.
Wait a minute. There's a lot of kids that are scarred in Iraq, too. Don't you think the American kids ought to take their place in line?
Excuse me, I was talking, and you will not talk over me.
You were babbling.
I will finish what I was saying,
You were babbling. You weren't talking.
And then you may have your turn.
That's fine.
I was not rambling. And what I will say is that I am a member of the peace movement. I am a member of the Green Party.
All right, then we have solidarity.
I have nothing in common with you.
Of course you do.
No one that I know in the Green Party and that's working with the peace movement has ever tried to intimidate or threaten children with the loss of their parents.
Wait a minute. I'm not threatening children.
You tell the children that their parents may not come home. That is a threat, sir.
No, whether I'm saying their parents could die in a war. Their parents could die in a war.
That is exactly what it is. I am not finished.
Just because you're in the Green Party doesn't mean you know everything.
And I feel very sorry for your children, and I hope that someone listening to this program tonight works for Youth and Family Services, and I hope they're knocking on your door tomorrow to remove your children from your home.
Merritt, it's people like you that are going to cause the war against Iraq.
Absolutely.
Because you don't understand how we get this war started.
I have to tell you, I do not think Bush is an effective president.
You're hurting
me. I do not think anything positive has happened to this country since he came into office. However, I do not believe that using children in the manner to which you are using them is appropriate. Yes, children should write letters to the president.
My own daughter wrote a letter
to the president.
However,
she was not threatened with the loss of my life or my husband's life.
Merritt, this is Phil Henry.
To write that letter.
Merritt, Phil Henry here. I want to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
A school district in Northern California took receipt yesterday of 3 cases of beefaroni.
That's correct.
Do you want to explain that?
Okay, so in other words, what you're going to do now is indict me because...
You had 3 cases of beefaroni delivered to show the children what happens to you after you get hit with a bomb.
Oh, my God, that's sick.
Sick, huh? So you want war. Are you for peace or are you for war? What are you for?
I don't want war.
I told my kids,
not.
Sign it or Saddam will hide under your bed and eat you in the night. And they knew it was a joke. They knew it was a joke.
I think you should probably be committed because if you actually believe that someone is going to come and get you in the night,
those kids in Palestine know what's going on with war. It's about time
the
spoiled children of America figure it out, too. If we put their hands into a pile of goo, beefaroni, see, that's what happens to someone's face when a bomb goes off.
I'll tell you something. You really offend me because a friend of mine died in the World Trade Center on September 11th. And
I
know that...
Excuse
me, I'm not finished. Well, I was quiet while you were speaking.
Well, I don't believe you.
You be quiet while I'm speaking.
I don't believe your friend died there.
Wait a minute, have some respect for this lady.
Why would someone lie about that?
I think you're
right. That is a sick thing to lie about.
I know. So why are you doing it?
What?
Why are you lying?
I am not lying, and I am truly offended that you would even think
You didn't have anybody
dying. About that.
Would you give the lady the benefit of her experience and the benefit of the doubt and just believe that somebody she knows died in the World Trade Center?
No, I won't.
You know what?
Well, then, just have the Merritt, go ahead. I think we all understand.
Millions of people were affected by what happened on September 11th.
Well, then why are you confused?
However, excuse me, can I finish? However,
I've been waiting for you to finish for 20 minutes.
Excuse me?
I've been waiting for you to finish for 20 minutes.
You've been butting in. So I've been on the phone for less than five. Millions of people were affected by what happened on September 11th. They had friends, they had family that were killed.
Right, and it was started by people like you.
The World Trade Center, in the Pentagon, in Shanksville, and I do not believe that all of those families and all of those people feel the same way that you do. I do not believe that they think Saddam is going to hide under their beds. I don't think anybody's going to turn to chili.
The Green Party started the whole thing. You guys are responsible for 9/11.
We do not threaten children.
You're responsible for 9/11, though. The Green Party.
How do you get that?
What?
All of their pussyfooting around. It made the Arabs think they could blow things up. See, when you push your foot around.
Wait a minute.
The Green Party was in power when
Saddam
took over.
Saddam had friends in the Green Party.
Wait a minute. Are you in the peace movement?
Yes.
And Merritt, you believe in peace with Iraq?
What peace movement? Sir, I want to know the name of your organization.
A Coalition for War Against Iraq. Now, you people in the Green Party don't even let your kids eat beef. You know, all of that pussy stuff that you guys do.
Do you know my children?
No, but you guys are all vegetarians. Aren't you all
vegetarians?
Aren't you all vegetarians in that deal?
No.
You're not.
Every green person is not a vegetarian, just like every idiot is not a member of the coalition of whatever you are.
The coalition against war against the Iraqis.
And every idiot who acts like you should not go around shooting off his mouth about things he doesn't know about.
I know about peace, and I know that my family's losing $6.5 million a year. And
oh, there we go with the business again.
Yep. I think that's exactly what this is.
Let me ask
Every
you something.
Every time
do
you start
use...
to talk about people, before you mention the people, you mention your business.
Well, Merritt,
isn't
you know
that
what?
Interesting?
You know,
that
I think it's interesting.
The first thing that comes out of your mouth is money
I
or business, as opposed to the people.
I'll ask you a simple question. Do you use deodorant and shave your legs? Do you use deodorant and shave your legs?
Of course. Is it your business?
I don't think you do.
All right. She doesn't have a friend who died in the
I'd like
center.
To know where is your business so I can come and show you.
Where's my... What are you going to show me?
I'm going to show you my hairless legs, mister. I'm going to prove to you that you are a liar. And you know
All
what?
Right, you know what? Then you better pull that dress up pretty high.
Okay. Merritt, thank you.
Well, wait, you're not letting me...
Sir, I've heard about your $6.5 million. Kids are going to turn into beef.
Okay, you shave, right? Is that right, ma'am?
Are you still talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Do you shave?
After that disgusting comment that you just made, you think I deserve...
Wait a second. No, hold on for a minute. You said you shave, and yet you won't pull that dress up high enough to show me.
She said her legs.
I'm not wearing a dress.
She said her legs.
She said she shaves. I think she ought to be able to show me. Well, what? How far?
And do you... Forget it. I'm hanging up because...
You know, I don't think
that... You know what?
Yeah.
No one can ever win.
Okay, see, she loses.
Idiots like you...
No, you know what?
Who think they know everything
party,
and who will not listen
the Green Party claims... The Green Party claims...
You cannot... What do you know about the Green Party?
The Green Party claims that they shave their genitals and they don't. And I am asking you...
Where do you get these things?
I am asking you...
Okay, I'm going to hang up on...
I want to know where you get your information.
I want to know if your curtains match your drapes or are the drapes gone.
What?
All right.
I want to know where you get this information, because no Green Party member that I know
in the Green Party,
manner in which you are speaking,
the Green Party
people that I know are very intelligent. They are doctors.
Right,
they are lawyers.
Right.
They are school teachers.
Yeah, but you can tell a member of the Green Party. You can tell a member of the Green Party a mile away by the smell of vinegar.
What are you talking about?
All right.
About?
Okay. Thanks a lot. That's Dean Wheeler with the Coalition Against Crap. 1-800-449-8686. I do not believe in peace. I believe in war. I'm Phil Hendry. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm back with Dean Wheeler. And, Dean, I have my daughter Catherine on the line right now. Catherine, hi. How you doing, kid?
Hi.
Catherine, hi. It's Dean Wheeler. And I know you got the letter and that you are against the war in Iraq, aren't you?
Yes.
Catherine, you're against the war in Iraq?
Yeah, why?
Well, I just was curious.
Well, tell Catherine, this is Dean. Tell your daddy why you're against the war in Iraq.
Well, because I don't want my parents to turn into chili.
See, there you go, Phil.
Because you don't want your parents to turn into chili. Is that it?
Yeah.
See, I told you. Jesus. Catherine, your dad, I mean, he's a nice guy. He's a little stupid.
All right, Catherine, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You don't want them turning chili, right?
I don't want them turning chili.
Say a prayer that they don't become chili.
All right. Thanks, Catherine. 1-800-449-8686. Thanks a lot, Dean. By the way, I did the voice of Dean, but I didn't do the voice of Catherine. She's a real kid, and she lives at my house. All right, now, a little something from yesterday.
The Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Father?
Hello, this is
you may be against the war, and you may be for peace and be well-intentioned, but I have never heard of anything so ridiculous in my life, and I think that neither the Pope nor any of the bishops would sanction it.
Oh, we're doing okay. Are you Catholic?
Yes, I've been a Catholic for 74 years.
Would you like me to bless you in the name of the Father?
No,
the
I would not,
Spirit,
Father.
Amen. Well, okay, no, Father. I would say to you this, that we are trying to keep the war from shattering the lives of young men.
And that is an appropriate way to do it.
It's appropriate because we're trying to
pray
together. It's a boot camp for peace.
Father, you can pray together.
We do pray together.
I don't think that you have to shower together.
We shower together as a baptism. And
yes,
then hand in hand, naked before the eyes of God.
I don't think Jesus did it naked.
Do you think God would be offended by the naked form of a boy?
I think Jesus would not shower naked with a boy.
Do you think God
would be... And I don't think that it's an appropriate way to solve the peace problem. If you are against war, there are many more ways. Prayer, for instance.
Absolutely, Kay. We do pray.
Okay,
but
Father.
But Kay, did your husband go off to war?
Yes, he did, Father.
Did he lose any of his parts?
He was injured.
All right. Did he lose any of his the scrotalia?
No, he did not, Father.
All right. And well, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for you.
Thank you,
and
Father.
And we do pray, but we pray with our clothes removed, naked before the eyes of God.
I don't think
it's appropriate. In the way that God created man in all of the glory of his nudity.
You could join a nudist camp.
But this is the idea.
You hear what? See, this is what I thought would happen. Yeah, this is what I thought would happen, Father. People are going to react to this in a very negative way.
This is the Catholic way, though.
No, it is not, Father.
Well, I don't
know. It's not the Catholic way.
Yes, it is, Phil. It's the Catholic way between priest and boy. And
you guys have had so many problems with molestation, I would think you'd be frightened to death of anything that might even hint at it.
There's no sex involved. The only sex is in the mind of Kay.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
All right, don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. I do all the voices. Except